Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. More protests this weekend following the release of body cam video showing the police beating in Memphis that led to the death of Tyre Nichols following an alleged traffic stop. Demonstrators, including Kyra Jackson, gathered outside Memphis police headquarters.
I couldn't even watch it, like, past a couple minutes because I was thinking of my child.
In New York, protesters gathered for two rallies in Manhattan. Rosemary Mazdari of member station WNYC reports.
Protests began Saturday afternoon at Union Square with cyclists riding the streets of Manhattan to a second rally at Washington Square Park. Protests were peaceful, but the police presence was heavy. Among the speakers at the gathering was City Council member Chi Osi.
People are saying that justice was served because those cops were fired and will potentially go to jail. Justice was not served. We still have bloated police budgets, not only in Memphis, but also here in New York City.
After the rally, demonstrators and cyclists took over the streets of Manhattan for nearly 2 hours, grinding traffic to a halt as they made their way to Times Square. For NPR News, I'm Rosemary Mazdari in New York City.
The police chief in Memphis has disbanded the department's Scorpion unit, which focused on crime hotspots. The chief is citing a cloud of dishonor from the newly released videos of five officers who beat Tyre Nichols to death were Scorpion members. They've been fired and face second-degree murder charges. California's first-in-the-nation state reparations task force met in San Diego this weekend, the 9-member body designing a plan to possibly compensate some black residents for the impact of anti-black policies. From member station KQED, Lakshmi Sarah reports from San Diego.
California's reparations task force has about 5 months left to make recommendations to the state legislature. The panel is tackling two issues: what should reparations look like and who should get them. They've already decided reparations will be lineage-based. Now they're working to refine some additional questions like residency. Secretary of State Shirley Weber, who helped create the Reparations Task Force as a member of the State Assembly, gave an opening address.
Because if you don't push it forward, it loses its momentum. And you don't want to kill yourself by time.
The panel voted to take another year to implement its work, but the state legislature will need to approve that extension. For NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Sarah.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has fired the chairman of the governing Conservative Party following an investigation into his tax affairs. Reporter Villa Marks is in London.
For the past 5 years, Nadeem Zahawi has held a series of senior government roles, including finance minister. But questions raised by a freelance tax investigator last summer ultimately forced him to acknowledge he'd paid a significant penalty to Britain's Internal Revenue Service. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak launched an independent investigation last week, which found Zahawi had breached the ministerial ethics code.
And you're listening to NPR News. A core member of the punk rock band Television has died in New York City after a brief illness. Tom Verlaine was 73. Verlaine was a guitarist and a singer, and NPR's Chloe Veltman says he developed a cult following over his long career.
Tom Verlaine was a founding father of the New York punk rock scene of the 1970s. Thanks to his careening lyrics and jagged guitar style, Television's first album from 1977, Marquee Moon, helped to lay the foundation for alternative rock. Jessie Paris Smith is the daughter of musician Patti Smith, who collaborated with and dated Verlaine. Jessie Smith says she met Verlaine as a kid.
In him, I just felt the energy of a father. You know, a man to hug, to laugh with, to share in mischievous jokes.
During a career spanning 5 decades, Verlaine also achieved success as a solo artist and collaborated with the likes of David Bowie and Sonic Youth. Chloe Veltman, NPR News.
Novak Djokovic has won his 10th Australian Open championship a year after he was deported from Australia because he was not vaccinated against COVID-19. Djokovic beat Stefanos Tsitsipas in today's men's singles final. The victory is his 22nd Grand Slam title, matching Rafael Nadal's mark for the most in men's tennis history. The winners of today's NFL games will play in the Super Bowl in 2 weeks. The Philadelphia Eagles host the San Francisco 49ers, and then Kansas City plays Cincinnati. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.